W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
CBS News special report, sweeping changes to the Secret Service recommended after the failed assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. Correspondent Christopher Cruz on the findings of a bipartisan group appointed by the Department of Homeland Security.
It identified what it describes as systemic issues within the Secret Service. The panel recommends the appointment of a new leadership team from outside the Secret Service and a refocusing of its operations and personnel around its presidential protective mission.
The panel accuses the agency of becoming bureaucratic, complacent, and static. Board member Janet Napolitano.
This is a zero-fail mission.
She says if there is no shakeup, the 52-page report concludes,
without these recommended reforms, we believe another Butler can and will happen again.
So far, there's been no comment from the Secret Service. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The number of absentee ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin is far fewer than 4 years ago. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there were more than 500 drop boxes in more than 430 communities 4 years ago. Now she can only confirm about 78 of them in 42 communities. Milwaukee and Madison have 14 drop boxes each. Racine has seven. Most places with drop boxes have one. Some unsolicited text messages about voting in Wisconsin are designed to confuse people, not help, so says Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
I get very frustrated when these groups send out information and they don't get the facts right because it confuses voters.
You can find the facts at myvote.wi.gov. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. As the first hard freeze hit the state on Wednesday morning, local cranberry farms were facing a few problems.
We made ice on top of the water. As long as the berries are under the water, they're fine, but we had a lot of them floating on the surface that are partially damaged, but they should be all right for processing.
That's David Zowatowski from Lake Nokomis Cranberries, out in Eagle River, which is a fourth-generation family-owned cranberry farm.
You know, the guys working in the water loading those berries are working daylight to dark. You know, so when you go out there and you got to chip the ice away in your boots and stand in that cold water, you know, we're trying to thaw them with fire hoses, anything, so we can get going, you know, and it can be very hard work.
So when temperatures plummet overnight, the forecast isn't just for turning on the heat at home. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 39.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. We hope you're having a great Thursday out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Got Seth and James here with you. We got some entertainment news coming up a little bit later, some other fun topics, but it's a Thursday. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our great friends over at the Southland County Humane Society. We got Tim joining us today in our Pet of the Week. Thanks so much for joining us, Tim.
Thank you, guys. Good to see you again.
Mm-hmm. Always appreciate the time. Want to send a big thank you to our great friends over at Jammers Bar and Grill sponsoring this segment right here. Go visit our friends at Jammers Bar and Grill. We'll have more on them in just a little bit. Tim, how have you been? How are things going over at the shelter?
Well, today our Pet of the Week is not a great story, as I just informed you, and I want to warn your audience that if you have some little ones around or something, this is going to be kind of disturbing. Mm-hmm. So
okay. Appreciate
I guess
that.
The viewer discretion mm-hmm. area is in place for this one.
Mm-hmm.
So the Pet of the Week is named Lulu.
Mm-hmm.
And Lulu, for lack of better words, crossed the Rainbow Bridge last week with circumstances that I don't like to report, but I'm going to, as you guys just said, sometimes this needs to be brought up to the community. So I'll go through it kind of quick, but what happened was we had a man drop off a dog, Lulu, by us late one evening last week, and Lulu was obviously near death. This dog was so, the ribs were showing. It had been just, I lack of better words, mistreated that I could tell. Or I don't know, I wasn't there. But our staff then immediately said, well, this dog has to go up to emergency care up in Mosinee. So about, I think it was 8:30, I get a call from the veterinarian up there who did the assessment and said, this dog is so terrible that it cannot wag its tail, pick it up, or even pick its head up. It was so down. And said, the only thing we can do is euthanasia, humanely, for the... So after talking with the vet, these are the bad decisions you make. And I gave permission to have Lulu euthanized. Apparently, she's only a nine-month-old puppy. But the bad part of the story, to be honest, there's little more, is for some reason, you know, we tried to check, see whose animal this was, because the guy said, oh, it was just found on Highway 54 somewhere. Okay. Found out later by checking this Lulu, the guy that brought Lulu in was the owner. And lied to us, just didn't know what to do. We still don't know what happened, to be honest. There were reports, and we found pictures and other information on social media that the dog apparently, we can't verify it, but there were pictures when the dog was born, or not born, but when it was a puppy, how healthy it was and nice. And then there were some allegations that the dog had been kicked and abused. So we turned it over to, you know, the humane officer. And through the investigation, there's, because of the way the laws are and how things are set up, nothing can be done.
Yeah.
Which is sad. Dan, the reason I'm bringing this up to you and wanted your viewers to hear this is that this is not an isolated case. And we all know stuff like this goes on in the community. And for me, the sad part is that it appears, I can't tell for sure, that people knew about this because of the pictures and information posted on social media. And unfortunately, nobody did anything.
Yeah.
So what I want to ask your viewers and listeners, I shouldn't say viewers, can't see us.
No, it's all right. No,
I get caught up in that. But, sorry. When you see things like this or know about them or hear about them, it's not being nosy or not. There's nothing. Report it, please. Why? You know, I don't know. I know there are some people that take joy in seeing animals suffer. I understand that. It's a sick world out here. But for most of you, I don't think you do. But please don't turn a blind eye to this type of stuff.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you.
Well,
thank you for sharing this.
It's for Lulu.
Yeah.
If we can prevent any more Lulus from happening, I would be grateful. But I'm a realist also, and I know that's not true. You can't protect everyone or everything. And, you know, I know there are people, well, it's just an animal, who cares, you know. But I suppose from my background and where I'm coming from, if you can't treat an animal decent, how are you going to treat a human being if you have no respect for life?
A baby can't do anything for itself, so we take care of it. And we think nothing of that. That's an honor, that's a privilege as a human being to be able to do. An animal is not that different, if any different at all. I love our people. I love Midwesterners. This is my home. This is where I'm from. This is where I want to be my whole life. One thing we have as Midwesterners that can bug me sometimes, though, is this fear of, oh, I don't want to eavesdrop. Oh, I don't want to, you know, tattletale, or I don't want to tell on another person or anything like that. If there is one section of society to be able to do this in, it is in violence towards things that can't defend themselves. You see a child being hurt, you're going to say something, right? Correct. Nobody's going to hesitate on that. You don't hesitate on this either. This is just me speaking here for myself, and I've done this for years, and I will continue to. I don't care if it costs me my job. You are a coward if you hurt an animal. Period.
Exactly.
End of sentence. There is no, but the animal was doing, no. There's no. End of sentence. There's no defending yourself.
No.
You are a coward of a human being if you hurt an animal. I don't care what that animal is doing or anything like that. If you have an animal, you know what it is. I never understand the people that get mad at a dog for barking. It's a dog. That's what they do. Don't have an animal if you can't. And if you see somebody that has multiple animals or an animal and they are not treating them
Say
something to the people that can do something about it. And then when it comes to doing something about it, when it comes to our laws the way that they are, I am a big believer. I've talked to both of our representatives that meet with us every month. I've talked to Sheriff Becker about this. I've talked to our police chief about this. We need stricter, harder laws when it comes to these things.
Yes, we do. They are sorely lacking.
You're spending way too much dang time on certain topics right now, nowadays, when we've got things like this going on every day that are not only killing our economy and pulling on our taxpayers. If that's where I got to bring you, if I can't get your heart, I'll get to you to your wallet. It's affecting your taxes. It's affecting your way of life. So maybe you care about that. But to those of you that have a heart, demand better out of our people, our representatives. Demand better out of our laws. Stricter, harsher laws may not solve and stop a lot of Lulus, but it could stop some.
Correct. And that is exactly the point. Yeah, and I agree 100% with you on it. You are a coward. And I could go into a lot of stuff about this, and because of my past profession dealing with law enforcement, and most people don't even realize, but almost all of your serial killers, that's how they start.
It's taught 101 in FBI profiling classes right now. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm not saying, now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying anybody involved in this case is doing that.
No, but it's noted.
Maybe
it's
the dog, maybe Lulu just got sick or ate something, or I don't know. But why not be upfront and honest and just come in and if you can't afford the vet, all right. But then surrender your animal.
Yeah.
Do the humane thing here.
Yeah.
And you have a great point, James. I have personally don't like people that pick on children, elderly, or animals. And it's because they're defenseless.
Yeah.
They can't help themselves, and it is up to us as a community to help.
We have the privilege of being alive. We have the privilege of being older. We have the privilege of still being here. That comes with responsibilities. That comes with, in my opinion, just me, my opinion, of looking out for each other, of looking out for those that can't defend themselves. That's part
absolutely.
Of what, that's part of the deal. That's
yes.
part of, hey, you get to be alive every day. You get to wake up every day. Here's your responsibility list. Take care of others. Look out for each other. Look out for those that can't defend themselves.
Right. And all we're asking is a call.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not asking for a
You can
for
be
a
anonymous. You can do any, you know, just tell the police, you know, okay, here's an address. Here's an animal. Here's what I see or I think's going on. That's all.
These things can be uncomfortable to talk about, and they're supposed to be. The idea of not talking about something because it's uncomfortable, that's how we got in trouble with these topics to begin with, whether we're talking about this or domestic violence or anything else. They have
absolutely.
To be shown. And as another layer to this, it gives us hopefully some understanding, some empathy, some behind the curtain look at the things and decisions you guys got to make all the time, and hopefully understanding a little bit more of what it's like to work in a humane society, and for those of our listeners out there, of why this segment's so important and why it's so important to support our humane societies. Again, if I can't reach your heart, I can reach your wallet. This affects your tax dollars. If we didn't have a humane society, you would be feeling it in the wallet a lot more, let alone that we have one that could use always use good help, good volunteers, and good people that can reach out.
Exactly. Boy, you hit the nail. And I know we're out of time here, kind of, but for next week, that's an area I want to cover again, because right now we're putting out new contracts.
Okay.
For the, and as you and I have talked about before, there are communities that just go, we don't know what they do. So we can touch on that more next week.
Good.
And I just want to say also thank you for having the opportunity to do this on this. You know, otherwise the word doesn't get out. And how do you tell people? And this does affect more in the community. It can, it affects the community's whole well-being. People say, well, just, you know, euthanize everything. No, that's not the answer. If you see what dogs, cats do in a community with people when we adopt, the stories, the good stories, it's amazing. And that's the good part to see, but you're right, James. Somebody's got to say the bad things, and if that's me, it's me today. So thank you for letting me do it.
Yeah. The quality of a society, I mean of a civilization, is also judged by how it treats its elderly people and by the place of its community, its children and animals. That is from Pope Francis. If you're not going to take my word for it, take it from Pope Francis, everybody. Take a look at Bella. Bella is a beautiful dog. I've been locked into this conversation, and out of the corner of my eye, I've been looking at Bella half this time. I'll be honest with you guys. Bella's a beautiful dog, and there's some beautiful other animals, and your next favorite friend, your next best friend is over at the Humane Society. Go visit them today. They're located at 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. It is always kitten season. It is always time for, like, you could always use different things. Like a kitten litter or food for either, you know, animals, kitten food especially. Yeah, if you could pick up an extra can or something and drop it off over there, it'd be greatly appreciated. You can reach out to them at 715-421-8701. That's the report neglect line.
That's our on-call phone.
So if you do, like we were talking about, if you see something, everybody, 715-421-8701, 421-8701. If you want to reach out to them otherwise, 423-0505. And, of course, you can email them, swchs@swchs.com. Go to their website, swchs.com. Be sure to follow them on social media and support the work they are doing, much like our great friends over at Jammers, who sponsored this segment. Big thank you to them. Big shout-out to them. Visit them at 2810 Eagle Road in Wisconsin Rapids when they open their doors. Keep in mind they got free pool and plenty of other cool things going on over there at Jammers. You always have a good time there.
Yeah.
Great place. and almost on the way to the Humane Society.
That works out.
Tim, thank you again for everything you're doing
and
hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you. We'll talk again next week.
Yeah.
Seth and I will be back with more show here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Free peanuts. Get your free peanuts over here. Peanuts are great, but the Packers regular and preseason specials at Jammers Bar and Grill are bar none in comparison. It's hard to beat specials like $1 off mixed drinks and 50 cent slammers when the green and gold score. Or grabbing your favorite domestic brew for just $2.50. When you're watching the game, don't just watch the game. Get into it at Jammers Bar and Grill, Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Don't miss a play this season.
DoorWorks. I have a serious problem, and I don't know if I need you or an exorcist. My garage door opens all on its own without me pushing the button or anything.
Ma'am, let me do a little investigating, and I'll have an answer for you in no time. I discovered the problem, but it took a little detective work. Your equipment is absolutely fine.
Is it possessed, then?
No, ma'am. It's much simpler than that. Sometimes a low battery can trigger the door to open randomly. We've cast out your dead battery, and your door is working fine.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. I'm going to get in some entertainment news in a second here, but we need 30 seconds of playmakers because I can't wait until Friday. One of my best friends just gave me some of the best news that I'm going to hear in a long time, and I was really happy to hear it. But the White Sox are possibly going to be sold. And yep. it's a slim chance. But, man, I appreciate you telling me that.
Here's hoping. Yeah. Active discussions. That's usually a good sign. If they're in active discussion, so
we appreciate Tim being with us mm-hmm. and our friends at the South County Maine Society. I understand it was a deep conversation, but I already got a couple text messages from you guys out there appreciating the conversation. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. We appreciate your feedback. Big thank you to Jammers Bar and Grill sponsoring that as well.
Yes.
We appreciate the gang over there. And we're gonna the tone's not going to change too much with this next story, everybody. Former One Direction star Liam Payne passed away yesterday after falling from a third floor balcony at a hotel in Argentina. He's just 31. Oh. Police don't know yet if the fall was an accident or intentional. Witnesses say Liam had been acting erratically in the lobby prior to the fall, smashed his laptop and some things. Liam was in Argentina to attend a show by his former bandmate, Neil Horn. This is a tragic story, no matter mm-hmm. what. There's no I feel like as a society, we focus so much on why and how. When it really isn't our business, mm-hmm. the loved one's business.
Yes.
But I understand also the need for his fan base and everything. Like last night, there was a whole entire like college like apartment complex, like the for three, four floors up or whatever, with all these kids out there with their phones out singing a One Direction song.
Wow.
Like this ain't my music. I couldn't name you one note of a One Direction right. song, but I understand, you know, what it's like to be a fan of something.
Right. Right.
And I feel for this fan base, and mm-hmm. That's heartbreaking to me. So regardless of if he was acting erratic or any of these things, I understand that people cling to this stuff or some because this stuff when this happens, it makes no sense. And we need in our logical brains, which all of our brains are mm-hmm. desperately seeking logic every day in an entropy world,
right?
Where there's chaos around the corner right. every 5 seconds,
especially with someone who's successful. You know, they have fame, they have fortune. They have, like you said, a dedicated fan base, people who, you know, profess to love their work and all these kinds of things. And we forget they're still human beings.
Yeah.
We know that money cannot buy happiness. We know fame can be detrimental to people's mental health. We know all these things. And so we end up with things like this. And of course, you know, family is the main one here. You know,
yeah.
of course, they're going to have to deal with all of this stuff. But that's too bad.
Regardless of any of the factors, I certainly don't know him, don't know his mm-hmm. family, any of those things. But I do know that his fan base is hurting from this,
for
and
sure.
I have empathy for them and
yep.
this situation. It's mm-hmm. it's a rough situation. There is no segue, but going into the next story, this is an interesting one, and I got a little bit of a tie into this one.
Oh, interesting.
I get to drop a name on this one. Al Pacino once had $50 million in the bank. Then in his 70s, he discovered that he was completely broke.
Oh, boy.
In his new book, Sunny Boy, Pacino says a corrupt accountant mismanaged his money for years. He also never had had much money on hand as he thought he did. Quote, in this business, when you make $10 million for a film, it's not 10 mil. Because after the lawyers and agents and publicists and government, it's not worth 10 million. It's about 4.5. It's around there.
Right.
But you're living above that because you're high on the hog.
Yep.
And that's how you lose it. And it's very strange the way it happens. The more money you make, the less you have.
Adam Sandler's Jack and Jill was the first movie he made after he went broke, and he freely admits that he did it for the money, and it was a lot of money. But he says, quote, "I love Adam. He was wonderful to work with and has become a dear friend over the years. Aww. He also just happens to be a great actor and a hell of a guy." Which you don't hear that very often. You'll hear the actor every once in a while say, "I did the job for the money." Mm-hmm. You don't hear the follow-up of, "I did it for the money, but I made a great friend during
it. But it was fun. Yeah, but I enjoyed it, yeah."
I was an extra on Jack and Jill.
You were, okay.
They filmed some scenes of Jack and Jill at a great classic hotel in downtown Chicago.
Okay.
And I got the chance to be an extra in the background. The actor that was supposed to deliver a line in the hotel, he's supposed to hand a key to Mr. Mm-hmm. Pacino. That actor got sick that day, and I got to be that part.
Really?
Yeah. It was. I can still feel it. I've got goosebumps just thinking about it and everything, and it never happened. It never happened.
It never happened?
We sat there for 11 hours. We sat there for 11 hours waiting and looking and waiting and looking and waiting and looking, and Mr. Pacino's plane never came in, O'Hare.
No!
Never came in. They had to reschedule everything. The other actor was healthy by then.
Yep.
He had the role and everything. Oh. I was this close. This close, man.
To hand this up to Mr. Pacino.
It was pretty cool. I didn't get to meet Adam Sandler, but I did get to see him bopping around a bunch.
Right, right.
But I didn't see Adam. I saw Adam as Jill. He was dressed up as Jill at the time, so all I saw was the back of his head and this horrible wig. But I was in the lot.
You were there. You were on the set, yeah.
What is that? It's not 6 degrees. Is that 12 degrees of separation?
Something like that.
But that was I almost feel like he had to come out and say that about that movie. Of all the movies of his career, that was the one that he kind of had to.
Boy, I tell you, isn't that an interesting little window into what it's like? You know, James, you say a lot on this show, it's like actors don't have any, don't have a retirement plan other than like Social Security. They don't have something like that. And then you see like someone who's uber successful, like Al Pacino. And look at what can happen, man. We've heard this happen with sports figures, where'd all the money go? That kind of thing. And unfortunately, the big thing that I took away from this, the expectation to live a certain way when you're famous. You got to have the huge house. You got to throw the big parties. You got to have 600 cars, whatever it is. It's expensive to live like a celebrity like that.
And they don't just, there's these piranhas out there. They don't just do this to big name actors like Al Pacino. I haven't been able to talk much about this for a long time, but because of legal reasons and everything. But this happened to me. My agent, I needed representation in California. I got an agent that I didn't know that well, but she was older and had a good resume. So I thought I was in good hands. And she was pocketing my child support money. six other actors she was doing this to. One with Social Security, another one with their state taxes or something.
Wow.
And it's a hustle in its own.
It is.
And you've got people who like an Al Pacino or somebody like that who are a theater actor, and all they've ever wanted to do is make a living performing, doing what they're good at.
Right.
Like any person out there listening, mm-hmm. you want to make a living, the American dream, make a living at not only what you're good at, but what you love to do.
Exactly.
That's all we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. For every person that's looking for their 15 seconds of fame, there's an Al Pacino who just is dang good at what they do and would like to make a living at it.
Sure.
And make their money,
and get not the get money robbed blind, right?
Yeah. It is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. It's important to note that.
Wow, yeah.
Not only with our Humane Society joining us today mm-hmm. and the great conversation we had, that's part of the reason we had that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to green light that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's going to be noteworthy with a lot of your celebrities out there, including a director and one of the heads of DC right now, James Gunn.
Oh, wow.
James Gunn has been an animal lover for a long time. And much like me, at least as far as I know, last I checked, he is not a PETA guy. I have my problems with PETA. I have a lot of problems with PETA, but I don't need PETA to support animals, and you don't either. Mm-hmm. You can do this. You can support these animals. Yep. You can support your local humane societies without taking a selfie of doing it and everything, mm-hmm. or comparing it to the Holocaust or something like that, like PETA does.
Right.
James Gunn is doing it, and he's doing it in a pretty cool way. He decided to share that his new Superman movie will include Crypto the Superdog. Wow. But this Crypto is inspired by his real-life rescue dog, Ozu. Quote, Ozu, who came from a hoarding situation in a backyard with 60 other dogs and never knew human beings, was problematic, to say the least. He immediately came in and destroyed our home, our shoes, our furniture. He even ate my laptop. It took a long time before he could even let us touch him. I remember thinking, gosh, how difficult would life be if Ozu had superpowers? If it's crypto doing that.
Yeah, so. There you go.
Gunn is happy to report that Ozu is fairly often a very good boy nowadays.
Nice.
And a snuggler, apparently. As for Crypto, this will be his first time in a live-action movie. Crypto previously made appearances in live-action shows like Smallville and Titans. They had a really good job with him in the Titans TV show. And was voiced by The Rock in DC Legend of Super Pets. And in case you're unfamiliar, Crypto shares the same powers as Superman, as other Kryptonians, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The DC, the movie situation and all that is merely a fun tie-in to bring up that, again, it is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month.
Yep.
And a tip of the hat to Mr. Gunn in promoting this in a smart way.
It's really cool.
In a pretty cool way. Hey, it's a win-win for him. He's talking about the new DC, new Superman relaunch and everything, while also promoting a cause he cares about.
Yep.
That's
perfect.
Pretty cool.
That's what we call synergy in the business.
And speaking of good synergy, our great friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater have
just kind of slipped that in there.
Join them tomorrow. Save your voice and join them tomorrow as they present Spooky Karaoke Night. Ooh. It'll be at the Lewis Canton Studio Theater from 6 to 9. Costume contest is going to go on. Mm-hmm. They're going to have concessions available. And this is for the whole family.
This is family friendly. Yep.
Yeah, it's a free event for the whole family. Mm-hmm. And I want to hear little kids doing karaoke. I've never heard that. That sounds like a blast.
Oh, boy.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Join them for Spooky Karaoke tomorrow night, 6 to 9. Going to be a lot of fun over there at WRCT. And get your tickets for the Silver Foxes performance coming up. Mm-hmm. Check out the interview we did with them yesterday.
That's right, yes.
Their show is coming up Thursday, Thursday, October 24th mm-hmm. is their first show. And the tickets for White Christmas are on sale
now.
Get them before December 5th, everybody. WRCT.
A musical, everybody.
Yeah.
It's going to be so cool.
A big classic holiday musical.
Yes.
Like, that is our theater, baby. That's what they're pulling off. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Tip of the hat to the cast and all of our friends at WRCT. Find out more at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org.
Mm-hmm.
Seth and I come back. We're going to talk about a couple of guys who almost were in Van Halen, but weren't.
It is
an interesting list.
I love what ifs.
And the smallest hill you're willing to die on. It's coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. All three election workers in Westfield quit this week. About 800 people live in Westfield, which is just northeast of the Dells. They reportedly quit because of a dispute over a local recall election last month. The resignations come as early in-person voting begins next week. The Marquette County Deputy Clerk will run Westfield's November election. Halloween fun is not far away wherever you are in Wisconsin. State Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says hardcore thrill seekers might try out Nina's Burial Chamber.
And that is a fully immersive experience where it actually simulates being buried alive. It's 80,000 play pit balls that fill a prop mine shaft.
You can find out more at travelwisconsin.com. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Lincoln High School in Wisconsin Rapids has named their new varsity baseball coach. Justin Pine is excited to continue to build the baseball program at LHS. Coach Pine is currently a math teacher at Lincoln and also an assistant football and basketball coach. He's a graduate of Merrill High School and received his undergraduate degree from UW-Stevens Point in mathematics education. In addition to his other assistant coaching positions, Pine has been the varsity pitching coach for the last two baseball seasons. VFW Post 2534 will hold their monthly vet meeting at the Buckley Baldwin Post at 6 p.m. tonight. The author of the book Tailspin will be at Crossview Church on Monday, October 28th at 6:30. You can also mark your calendar for the VFW Spaghetti Dinner in November. It'll be on Sunday the 10th from 4:30 to 7 at VFW Post 2534. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Bucks and the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Dallas to take on the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. Chris Middleton had surgery on both his ankles in the offseason. Was he able to practice yesterday? Doc Rivers.
No, we didn't even think about it. No, he did everything else, all our skeleton stuff. He did some one-on-one yesterday live, which was really good. So he's getting there.
Not going to play tomorrow.
No, he won't play.
NFL, the Packers' new place kicker, Brandon McManus, worked out with the team, looked good in practice. The Packers host the Texans Sunday. College football, Badgers quarterback Braden Locke talked about facing another Big Ten rival this Saturday, the Northwestern Wildcats.
In this league, you really can't look ahead or look back. If we've seen anything this college football season, it's that any given Saturday, somebody can beat somebody. So we got to respect our opponent. We got to respect what they do. And you know, the best way for us to do that is by preparing really well. We've got to go out and play a good game if we want to win on Saturday.
That's Wisconsin quarterback Braden Locke with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Temperatures are falling. The dew is cold and crisp, and your breath is hanging in the air. It's time to dress in our favorite Wisconsin attire. It's hoodie season. This season, show your personality through your clothes by customizing your long-sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, sports workout gear, and more. Don't let today's style wear you. Call Wham Incorporated today. 715-423-9465. Be bold, be you, and be confident. Wham Incorporated. 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 715-423-9465.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are back on the road to face Northwestern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
To everyone who is a cheese lover like us, Culver's is the place for you.
I'm Culver's team member Sephora, and I get to celebrate my love of cheese with our guests every day. Whether it's our world-class cheddar, Swiss, or American melted on a butter burger, or the gooey golden goodness of our cheese curds, at Culver's, we treat you to the best real Wisconsin cheese. Order ahead on the app or culvers.com for a taste of what we do best.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the president of the Human Rights Campaign joins us at 10:33. J.R. Radcliffe in hour number two, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we welcome the team from Visit Rome in part one and UW Extension Wood County in part two. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
There's a spook in Tin Pan Alley walking on the piano keys.
He's a jiving ghost who can make the most of his rhythmic tendencies.
Thank you to the sisters singing us in. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday edition of The Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a call-up time, everybody. 715-424-2600. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. There is a new list online of the smallest hills people are willing to die on. In other words, it might be a silly debate, but something that you refuse to budge on.
There you go.
I want to continue this conversation with Melissa tomorrow a little bit. We'll just touch on it. We don't have to spend that much time, but I want her to have a chance to get her two cents.
What is her hill? That. Yes, I want to know. Yeah. I want to know so badly, actually.
Definitely. Me too. I definitely want to come back to this one. But I also want to keep it open to the audience, give you guys a little time to think about this. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it tomorrow a little bit as well. We may even kick off the show with it. But they provided by random people online some of the highlights of some of these. Like Nickelback is a great band. And right after that, Nickelback is a horrible band.
Two sides of the same coin. I like that. But seriously, no.
No. No,
that's not even on the list. Give me a break.
No. Grease 2 will always be better than Grease. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Okay. Confession. I am a huge I don't like Grease.
Oh,
I do not like that show. No, not a fan. I've never seen Grease 2. So they may be right on that one. They may be right. I don't know. They may have something there.
Yeah. I saw that movie so much growing up, and it has aged horribly. I don't begrudge people that like it or anything like that, but I, like you, feel like it's been a bit overrated over the years. Now, the music and Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta's performances are not overrated.
Oh, no, nothing wrong with that.
There's certainly some acting's great aspects of the movie and everything, but for the hit that it is, the cult classic that it is and everything. I don't remember a thing about Grease 2. I don't remember a thing about that. As far as it being better than the first one.
I know Michelle Pfeiffer's in it. I remember that's right. Because Olivia Newton-John didn't do it, so.
Texting should only be used for short one-sentence messages, not elaborate conversations. James.
I agree with that, but I don't think you need to die on that. You don't need to do that. By the way, James, you're a lot better than some people I know.
Oh, that's good to hear.
So you're not nearly as bad as some.
I really feel like I am the world's worst texter. I really feel like it.
No.
It's caramel, not Carmel. it's kind of regional, actually.
It is. Like, absolutely.
In British culture, it's caramel.
Caramel.
Caramel. And another call, you know, other places,
it's different. Caramel
around the country, and just in our country, it's said differently all over.
Caramel,
the place.
Caramel, yeah, camel. Oh wait, no one says that.
Another person said, "Dogs belong on furniture and in beds. We owe them comfort. They will not. They are not budging on this. They are not letting this go."
I'm not qualified to answer this one. I don't have pets, so no.
Condiments are gross. Hot dogs and fries are perfect the way they are.
Oh. Ooh, fries I'm okay with. I can deal with fries by themselves. I don't need anything extra on there. Hot dogs, though, that's a tough one.
I'm not a big condiment guy. Yep. Even when I do put ketchup or mustard on something, I don't put a lot of it on there. And I don't know about hot dogs or fries or some of these things, but to me, if you make me a steak and I'm using A1 sauce, I don't like the steak.
There's something wrong with it. Yeah, yes, I'm with you 100%. Yeah.
If I'm having steak, I want to taste the steak.
Yeah.
That's why I'm having steak.
I mean, seasonings are fine. You know, season it however you want. Yeah. But a well-cooked steak should be able to stay on its own. That is a hill I might be willing to die on. Maybe. I don't know.
Don't use your speakers on public transit, headphones only.
Boy, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't shout into your phone.
Yeah.
We don't need to hear your conversation, okay?
I got one to piggyback off of
this. Okay,
all right. I got one. All headphones should be wireless. All headphones should be wireless. What is this? Do you know how many times I have twisted my neck?
He's trying to strangle himself with it. Yeah.
How many times I've been talking and I get animated and you it comes
pull the thing out of the thing. Yeah, yeah.
All headphones. We have the technology, people. Let's see here. People who correct grammar on the internet are often more annoying than those who make the mistakes.
That can be true.
Yeah, that can be true.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Somebody who has their grammar corrected like every hour. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Let's see. Pumpkin carving is when you cut shapes out of a pumpkin. Pumpkin sculpting is when you remove the skin and scrape 3D shapes with the pulp. And they are not the same thing.
Oh, come on now. Oh,
man, wow. Okay. All right.
Like, that's way too far.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, calm down there, Da Vinci. All right.
Listen, it's a pumpkin.
Listen here, Michelangelo. You're carving a pumpkin. Settle down a little bit.
You can handle this. It's okay. Just don't hurt yourself.
All right, Andy Warhol. Let's think it easy in that. I've ran out of painters.
Yeah, I was like, I got another painter here. Montreal. Yeah.
Read the darn privacy policy on everything. Protect yourself. Everything. Don't just sign the agreements.
No! See, now that is a to me that is no. Those are long and dumb for a reason. Mm-hmm. So you won't read them. This is actual a tactic. So you won't go through all that stuff. Which most places think that when you click that thing, that agreement, it means now you've signed away all your privacy rights.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you haven't. You have not done that. And I think we're going to be seeing some legal battles coming up that. So calm down on that. Another one. Let's relax a little.
Nobody should ever blow their nose in public. Go to the bathroom or anywhere else out of earshot.
Well, But you can't always do that.
Well, now, Seth, I mean, of course, a sneeze, we plan sneezes, and it, no, you can't plan. Now, come on, that ain't right, man.
No,
that ain't fair.
Yeah, that's not fair. I mean, I understand a certain amount of discretion on certain things. That makes sense. But we're human. Come on, man. It's going to happen. Just deal with it.
You can't help that. You don't get to choose when you sneeze or anything. If you're blowing your nose like because you're purposely, okay, I'm going to blow my nose. Sure. Then I can see maybe not doing that on the subway or something like that. But if you're sneezing and you can't help that. You know what? I'm going to time my sneeze out right before my lunch. That'll be a good time.
Think about this, though. Okay, you're in the subway in this thing, and the person's sitting there, and they got stuff dangling out their nose. Is that better
than
blowing their nose? I don't know. You tell me.
I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to blow my nose. I'm in public.
You're just going to have to look at it.
You're just going to have to put up with this.
Yep.
We'll hear from you tomorrow more on this one, or if you want, chime in before the end of the show.
Yeah.
We want to know about the smallest hill you're willing to die on.
That's an interesting list of things. I wouldn't have thought of a lot of those.
It's a fun list.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. That was a fun one. Let's go ahead and get into this one. I wanted to touch on this story before we wrap up the segment, Seth, because I found this one kind of interesting. Ozzy Osbourne was almost a part of Van Halen. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow.
In an interview with Rolling Stone, Alex Van Halen says the band approached Ozzy in 2001 when Gary Cherone's tenure vocalist wrapped up, and they were deep in the process of recruiting him until the MTV show The Osbournes launched and basically killed the whole deal.
Yeah, he wouldn't have had the time to do anything with them, because the show was everything, yeah.
Rolling Stone, doing some good reporting, mm-hmm. reached out to Ozzy, and he confirmed the story, saying, yes, we were dissecting it. It is something that, if it had come to fruition, would have been phenomenal. Eddie and Alex were great friends of mine for a very long time, and it's a regret of mine that we were never able to get that one going.
Mm.
The Osbournes got in the way of creating new music at the time, unfortunately, a mistake that I made.
Wow.
So just a beautiful...
A little regret from him, too. Interesting. Yeah,
we don't have a lot of that from our celebrities.
No.
You don't get that a lot. And this is part of the reason why I know he's insane. I know he has a crazy backstory. And he's a wild man and all that.
Yeah.
But if somebody wanted to... he's the king of heavy metal. There will never be... Like, it's a debate about certain people. Like, is Elvis the king of rock? Is Chuck Berry the king of rock? Blah, blah, blah. And there's no wrong answers necessarily
right.
with mm-hmm. that conversation. There is only one answer when it comes to the king of heavy metal. The king of hard rock, and that is the guy. Now, to put him in one of the greatest hard rock bands of all time, you may not come up with a better supergroup.
Man,
I'm thinking of him doing Unchained or some of the Van Halen classics, or them doing like No More Tears or Bark at the Moon or some of that stuff. Woo. Man, that'd been pretty cool.
That would have been fascinating to just, you're like, I didn't even think about his catalog, or maybe pulling out an old Sabbath song and putting their spin on it. Wow.
Plus, nothing against David Lee Roth. David Lee Roth was good at what he was, but he was a showman.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a singer. He wasn't necessarily a performer. He was a showman, and that's nothing against him.
No, not at all.
It worked pretty darn good for the band.
It certainly did.
Sammy Hagar are good vocalists, but not on the level of Ozzy Osbourne.
No.
You put that talent with those guys as well. That's incredible. Because Van Halen had no weak links except for the singer, usually.
That's why they kept changing it.
Yeah. Sammy Hagar ended up joining in 2003 instead. Another amazing opportunity they missed out on years later when Van Halen rehearsed with Chris Cornell as a possible singer.
Yeah.
Alex said that they had jam sessions with Chris and they were sold on him until he passed away too early.
Boy, that would have been I don't see the fit as well as I see Ozzy with them, though. Although, I mean, I can understand why they would think it would work. But, man, that would have been interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. Van Halen apparently wanted to do a tribute show to Eddie Van Halen, but David Lee Roth refused, saying that it would it freaked him out. He didn't want to do it. But Dave's reps are now saying that that's nonsense, to be fair. So he has come out and said that. But that's another part of the article. But Chris Cornell is the greatest singer we mentioned out of all these guys, the most talented, most versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't imagine him with them. And he had already done the supergroup thing with Audioslave and everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I just...
It would have been an interesting experiment, to be sure. Yeah.
I don't know how good they would have been or anything, but it's pretty hard for me to imagine them that they wouldn't have been amazing together, any of those combinations.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. We'll get to some good stories of the day in our schedule and plenty more on The Morning Show at WFHR.
free peanuts. Get your free peanuts over here. Yeah, peanuts are great, but the Packers regular and preseason specials at Jammer's Bar and Grill are bar none in comparison. It's hard to beat specials like a dollar off mixed drinks and 50 cent slammers when the green and gold score. Or grabbing your favorite domestic brew for just $2.50. When you're watching the game, don't just watch the game, get into it at Jammer's Bar and Grill, Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Don't miss a play this season.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Abundant sunshine today with feisty winds, whipping out of the south and gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Pairing that with the drought conditions, there's a high fire danger. Avoid burning. But those winds will shove us to highs in the mid-60s today and near 70 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. We got to use this one when Melissa's not here. Got to get it in there. She don't like it.
That's right.
We hope you're all having a great one out there. Thank you so much for joining us.
When I look out my window.
Wanted to touch on some good stories of the day, and wanted to remind everybody about our newsletter. And
yes.
I think that is one of our good stories of
That's
the day.
That's right. Comes out today, the next edition on Thursdays. Yeah.
Be sure to check it out. It is coming at you every Thursday. It'll show up right in your email box.
That's right.
We've had a lot of people already sign up. We want a lot more.
We do.
You go to our website, WFHR.com, you will find a bunch of, like, not only our podcasts of all of our shows and all of our great Civic Media family shows.
That's right. And a brand new look, too. They just refreshed the whole site. It looks really cool.
Looks good. Looks good. But you can also find our newsletter and sign up for that, where we do a great job of being able to focus on local stories and local things going on, weather, sports, all of that kind of thing. There's a great article from Chuck about the Kiwanis Co for Kids. Terry Barr has a great one on here about Tiny Fruit Means, Big Business for Cranberry Capital.
Mm-hmm.
Laura put together a great piece on the Spirit Walk that we had with Mike Hittner recently.
Yeah, that's coming up. Yeah.
There's so many good things on there. And a big shout out to all of our friends at Jorge and Brittany and Stuart. And, of course, our own Melissa Kay that has worked so hard on
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
Kudos. Appreciate everybody that has worked so hard on this one. And see the good work that they're doing, everybody. Mm-hmm. Sign up for the newsletter. Be a part of things and be in the know of your community.
That's the whole reason we're doing this, is to make sure that anything that gets missed, that's what we're trying to fill in, that gap of local news. That's what the whole idea of this newsletter is. So it's all for you.
This is an assist to really what we do here on the station every day.
Yep.
And a chance to really cover more bases.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Sign up for the newsletter at WFHR.com and be on the lookout for that new article coming out, that new edition coming out.
Coming out today.
Not today, yep. And every Thursday. Wanted to get to our schedule. We got a great one lined up for you today. But I did want to mention that it does look like VP Harris is going to be in state talking in lacrosse today at 3:15.
Okay.
Now, that is during Maggie's show. Mm-hmm. Knowing Maggie, she may want to either talk about that or cut on.
They might cut into that. It, yeah.
So just so you know, we you know, big fans of the Maggie Dawn show here, and we know you are out there.
Yep.
Keep that in mind today.
Yep.
Maggie's show leads us in and gives us the perfect setup to Midday Magazine.
That's right.
Where we'll be here today from 4 to 5. In part one, we'll be talking by Jillian. Jillian from Visit Rome is going to join us.
Very nice.
Always fun talking with her and talking about the Rome area.
Find out what they're doing for Halloween this year.
Looking forward to that. And in part two, UW Extension's Matt Lippert going to join us, agricultural educator.
Nice.
We always have a deep and interesting conversation with Matt. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
We got great stuff on the radio dial over on our sister station, WIRI 105.5. 6:50, our pregame kicks off as Assumption host Ross Schultz.
Yes, final game of the season. Final week of the regular season this week, everybody.
Let's see if we can get a W over at Assumption.
It would be nice. Lots of big news, and we touched on a little bit about Assumption in not next year, but the year after, going down to 8-man football. So there's going to be some big changes with that. So this is a last chance, everyone, to be in this, the conference they're in, and all that. So.
Yeah, it's such a good note. Mm-hmm. Win or lose, these are like games that you're going to want to be a part of.
Yes.
And talking about years later and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to it if you can. Otherwise, get on down there. We'll have it covering for you over at 6:50 on our sister station WIRI today. Be sure to join us for that. And we'll have more high school football for you Friday, 6:50, Lincoln High School hosting Eau Claire North.
Yep.
Over on 105.5 WIRI. Do want to send a big shout out to our friends at Jammer's Bar and Grill for sponsoring the Pet of the Week.
Yep.
Big thank you to Tim as well for the great segment and the great time and all the work that they do over there. Find out
so more. Much important work.
Our good friends over at the Southwick County Humane Society, and your new best friend is waiting for you. Mm-hmm. SWCHS.com, SWCHS.com. Be sure to head on over there and check that out, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Seth wanted to touch on a couple of local events. Our great friends at Focus, their neighborhood meals are going on today.
Mm-hmm.
Over at 2321 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. Meals are served on Thursdays from 4:30 to 5:45. Dining room opens at about 4:15. Seating and guests are asked to not enter the building until about then.
Okay.
Entrance through the pantry doors will be a small waiting area for you over there. And a big thank you to them for this. If you'd like to find out more about this or neighborhood meals or anything like that, give them a call at 715-422-1980. That's 422-1980. Big thank you to everybody involved in Focus and doing all the great work that they're doing over there.
Yes, indeed.
And Friday, our friends at Paper City Savings have a Brat Fry going on.
All right.
10 until 2:30 over at East Street South at their Wisconsin Rapids office. All proceeds benefit our local United Way.
Very cool.
It is campaign season.
It is
go time. Get yourself a brat and know that brat, while you're eating it, enjoying that great brat, you can know that, hey, I'm putting it into my community.
Mm-hmm.
I just helped my community, everybody. I ordered a brat. What have you done today? Get yourself a brat over at Paper City Savings tomorrow from 10 to 2:30 over at East Street South, and know that all the proceeds are going to the United Way and doing the great work that they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of doing great work, I love our friends over at the Historic Point Boss and Seth. They got a great one coming up.
Yeah, you touched on it just a little bit. We do have a new article by Laura on our website about that. But here's the information that you need. It is the annual Spirit Walk. Enjoy an evening of haunted history, storytelling, and guided tours. It's this Saturday and next Saturday from 6 to 8. Yeah, this is a lantern-lit walk. It's so cool. Around Historic Point Boss, you learn from the individual citizens of Point Boss as they emerge from the darkness to tell you about themselves in their version of haunted history. So it's not scary, but it is very cool, and it is very informative. Adults are $5. Students are $2. This is fun for the entire family. Head on down to Nakusa and head to Historic Point Boss for their Spirit Walk.
Keep in mind that we have a blood drive happening over at McMillan Library tomorrow, everybody. Want you to be a part of that one if you can. Greatly appreciate all of you that will be able to donate. Oh, I'm sorry, the blood drive's happening today. I apologize. It's going on. It kicks off in just a couple of minutes, going till 3 o'clock from 10 to 3 today in their all-purpose room. If you could donate, we greatly appreciate that.
Yeah.
Red Cross blood drive happening today at McMillan Library just minutes from now until 3 o'clock. Check that out. And we have our 2024 legislative breakfast happening over at Mid-State State Technical College, thanks to our good friends at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. You can find out more about that and encourage you to attend if you can, going on 7 to 9:30 over at Mid-State. Be sure to find out more about that one, everybody. And I wanted to touch on this one. I thought this was a pretty good story of the day, Seth.
Okay.
A guy in Missouri got called, giving back is good for you. A new poll found volunteering boosts our mental health.
I totally believe that.
48% of people who have done it recently say it made them feel better, and 33% said it made them feel less stressed. So be selfish, give back.
There you go. Well, it's a win-win. You feel good. You're doing something good for someone else. They're feeling good. I mean, come on. Where's the downside? I don't see one.
Nowadays, you see they got a million different pills for a million different things, and you see this pill. Oh, I have something that actually could help me. Side effects may include, your head will fall off.
Right.
This has no side effects. Has no side effects.
Except feeling good.
Yeah. We just mentioned the United Way is in campaign season. They are in go time.
Yep.
And I know a lot of you out there are going to donate. We greatly appreciate that. And all of you new donors, we greatly appreciate. But there's some people out there who are not able to donate, but want to put into their community. I encourage you to call 211. Find out about great volunteer opportunities in your community. We had one of them earlier with our Southwick County Humane Society.
Yep, that was a good one.
And that's another way you can contribute to the United Way and to your community and feel good. It boosts your mental health.
See, we have proof right there.
Be selfish, give back. I like that.
That's a good motto. That's good. I like it.
Great show today, brother.
It was good. It was fun.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.